Okay, my name is Fatima Gonzalez. I am 17 years old. Today is November 24th of 2017, and I'm speaking with Colette Paganelli, who is my neighbor. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. Okay, Colette. Well, I'm gonna dig into some questions, and I want you to tell me about who are the most important people in your life?
My family, of course, is number one above anything, and then my dear neighbors.
Do you remember of the time we first moved in?
Oh, I sure do. We met over food.
And it hasn't stopped
no,
since?
No, it has not stopped coming over the fence since then. And your dad was kind enough to build a special section of the fence where we could pass food over the fence.
Oh, yes. 2015.
Yes, it was at that, yeah, 20. And then also I have a large dog who loves Bun Bun, who is their bunny, and little Tiny Heiny, who's their little chihuahua. And my 98-pound dog is just crazy in love with both of them.
Yes, Colette loves dogs, of course. Okay, so here are some personal questions, Colette. Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Chicago, Illinois, in the Steel Mill neighborhood, 83rd in Buffalo. My life was a lot different growing up than life is now. We had to walk to school. We didn't have Facebook and things of that sort. There was one car in the family. Rain, snow, sleet. We walked. Walked home for lunch. I went to a Catholic school, Catholic grammar school, and high school. But Mom was very strict. She didn't put up with any nonsense. Matter of fact, the nuns we had put up with even less. They were mean. And we couldn't come home and tell our parents because then we got it all over again from our parents.
Oh, my God.
Now you can't even look at a child the wrong way in school, I would imagine.
But things have changed a lot since then, right? Like, especially in Chicago?
Oh, of course. Of course. And we used to be able to take walks at night.
Yeah, no more of that.
We're lucky we could walk out to the garage.
Yes. And then did you like school? Like, was there any time that you actually liked there, or was it all just...
I liked school within reason. I don't think any child really likes school. But I remember I had a seventh grade teacher. It was Catholic school, of course. And I hated her. She was mean as sin. She used to hit the boys with the rulers.
Oh, no.
And I had long hair, and she'd pull me by the hair, and she used to like to knock you up against the blackboard.
That was legal?
It was back then. And you couldn't go home and tell your mother because she'd get mad at you and say, well, why did you do that?
Yeah, they blame you.
Yeah, what did you do that made her so angry?
Well, these are the bad memories, but are there any happy memories from your childhood, like, that you remember?
Yes, my parents growing up. Oh, we used to get a lot of snow, and my father was a Chicago police officer, but he loved, on his days off when we had snow, he would take us for sled rides. And we had an empty prairie across the street from where we lived. And I learned to ice skate. I loved ice skating. I never had skates before, but I loved to watch it. And my parents used to take us to the ice capades every year. So my parents bought me a pair of ice skates, and my brother and I would go ice skating in the prairie across the street. Now, it wasn't flooded like they do in the parks. We used to skate in between the weeds that were still growing in between the ice. And that is the God's truth. Fell down lots of times.
Oh, that sounds that sounds amazing. Not falling down, but overall it sounds fun. I've never gone ice skating before. Is it really fun?
Oh, you just have to find a spot where there was ice and see if you got a clear path to make a couple of steps.
And then you're very active, and like you love like horseback riding. I remember you told
me
stories.
I do. I love horses. If I could, I would have a horse in my backyard right now so he could play with my dog, Dakota.
And then you've also gone like scuba diving and like...
I've done scuba diving, snorkeling. I did trail guiding when I was in high school. I jumped out of an airplane twice.
Would you do it again if you could?
Oh, in a heartbeat. Oh. In a heartbeat.
Have you ever broken any bones?
Yes. I had my ankle broken in three spots. We had a gas leak when I lived in Cal City. And I kept passing out, and I ended up in a hospital with 55 stitches in my face, and my ankle was broken in three spots. When I fell, my foot got stuck behind the refrigerator and the wall.
That
I don't remember that after I passed out. But I kept trying to get up, and every time I got up, I fell. The blood was all over the place.
Oh, my God.
And we had white countertops in our apartment. And my oldest son was a fireman and a police officer at the same time. And he came home, and he thought someone slaughtered me. Oh, there was so much blood over the house.
So
I ended up in the hospital with 55 stitches in my face. And they said I would never water ski or snow ski again. Ha, 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 ha. Tell me
they
no.
Wrong.
Tell me no, and I will say yes, I will.
And you kept doing it? And you kept,
of course. Oh.
There's no stopping Colette.
No. If you slow down, my father always said, don't slow down. Don't ever stop too long because you never know what's going to. You might just stay in that one place.
Oh, true, true. I agree. And then, Colette, what advice would you give your teenage self?
My teenage self?
Yes.
Don't start liking boys as early as you did. Because it got me in trouble when I was married and had a baby at 18.
18?
I don't regret having the baby, but that marriage went...
Yeah. Not good.
No, he went into Navy and I never saw him again.
Aww. Have you heard anything of him or at all?
Nope.
No. Well, tell me, what is something you're passionate about, Colette?
What am I passionate about?
Yes.
My family and food.
Food? talking about food, what are your favorite foods?
Any ethnic food.
Any ethnic food?
Any ethnic food. I love cooking. I love tasting other foods. I remember the first time, because I'm 100% Polish, so we only ate Polish food. And my dad had a brother. His name was Eddie, Uncle Eddie. And he brought over a pizza one day. And this is when pizza first
started.
Yeah. First started. I'll show you. I'm as old as a tree. But my father said, what is that? And my Uncle Eddie said, pizza. And that was his kid brother. And my father said, take that out of here. It looks like somebody threw up on it.
Oh.
Well, he did. But we ate it and it sure was good. And we still love pizza.
And that's stopping you from eating pizza.
No, it did not.
Colette, do you know the story of why and how your ancestors came to this country?
Yes, my grandfather was a carriage driver for royalty in Poland. And his wife she took care of the farm. And they worked for wealthy people. And they saved enough money and they came to the United States to make a better life. And he actually worked as a coachman at the old South Shore Country Club on 71st and South Shore Drive.
When they first told you the story, how did it make you feel? Like,
I felt sorry for them because they had to start working when they were young. And then my father, his mother died when he was just 12. And my father had to get a job when he was 12 years old. He never finished school. My mother never finished eighth grade.
Oh, that's very different than how things are now, because like right now you don't even see teenagers working or anything, hardly.
Oh, of course not. Why would they work?
True, that's very true.
They've got Facebook and Twitter and whatever else they tweet.
And then are there any family traditions that have been passed down through your family that you still remember? Any songs, anything? Any?
Mostly the food and family.
Family?
I always don't have, I still love Polish cooking. I make certain dishes that people have never heard of.
Yes, we have never heard of some of the food. Yes, yeah, they're delicious.
And there are a lot of the younger Polish people that didn't keep up the tradition that have no idea what you're talking about. Now, two of my nephews, they're in Wisconsin. My brother's two sons, my late brother. They begged me to teach them how to make the one Polish dish called Grodzka Pusta.
And what is it?
It's cabbage, sauerkraut, and yellow split peas, all cooked and mashed together, and it's absolutely to die for. And onion and fried bacon real crisp with some bacon grease.
That sounds delicious. I'm going to have to go over it. You're going to have to teach me.
And bacon, crumbled bacon. I can eat it cold. I get up, when I make it, I make a pot, a big pot. And I'll get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, I eat it cold. I go in the refrigerator with a fork, and I sit and eat like 3-4 forkfuls.
So this is like your main favorite Polish
that
food?
That is my favorite Polish food. That and duck soup.
I've never tried it.
Oh, you... Duck soup... Well, when my boys were growing up, I told them it was chocolate soup because it's brown. And it's cooked with raisins and prunes. But the base of it is actually... Hold on to your hats, people. Duck's blood.
Are you serious?
As a heart attack, yes.
And where do people get the duck blood? Or are they just...
Well, the grandmothers used to pluck the feathers and wring their necks and drain the blood into a pot. I mean, really, I used to watch my grandma. She was... Well, I'll tell you what, I'd hate to have her really get mad at me.
And then, Colette, how did you meet Wally?
We grew up together. He lived about 5-6 doors away from where we lived. And my brother and he were the same age, and they were friends. They went to school together, grammar school. And I thought he was really cute. And my brother would go in front of Wally's house, and they'd sit on this little fence and talk. And I used to go by in the summertime with... I always liked a nice tan, and I used to lifeguard when I was in 8th grade. And I lifeguarded through high school and after high school. I was trained by the Red Cross. And I used to put on my white short shorts with my tan, and I used to walk past the two of them, and my brother would say, uh-oh, duck, here she comes.
And then you guys started talking, and
it went... Well, he used to come to our house. Oh. And then he would come to our house, and my mother would be cooking. He would sit and eat, and then my brother would go to his house, and his mother was always cooking. His mom was a terrific baker. Oh, God, I wish she could come back down and make her homemade coffee cake bread.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Oh, my God.
With the crumbs on top.
Oh, yum.
Yum.
And then you held a lot of jobs when you were younger, right, Colette?
Yes.
Tell me about your most favorite.
Working at the auto auctions. I would go back in a heartbeat. I tried to quit 3 times, and I kept going back. And my children said, you must be nuts. That job is goofy.
What was your favorite part about it?
You meet every person from every walk of life. Black, purple, yellow, white, Mexican, Indian, whatever. Half of them, you say on a title. Titles are very precise. You have to be very good. And I'm like a title expert. From a lot of the auto auctions, I was second head title person from any auto auction. And they didn't realize it's a legal document. So if they made a mistake, they would take white out and put on the of a title. Or they would try and erase it with a pen. They would erase ballpoint. They were just stupid people. And then you tell them, sign on this line, print. And they go, sign, print? I'm like, sign, cursive? And you write.
Because sometimes there isn't, like, I remember the other day, some lady came trying to get signatures for a petition, and she was trying to tell my mom, since my mom doesn't know how to speak English, she was like, sign, and then my mom was like, because there isn't no, my mom knows what sign means in English, but, like, there isn't no word in Spanish for sign.
Oh, really?
Like, we were thinking, and we couldn't.
Nothing for the word cursive?
No. Yeah, cursive.
You just gotta...
Yeah. And then, since the auto auction was your favorite, what's your least favorite?
Working for insurance companies. They don't pay, and they're a pain in the butt. They went, and the other part of that, because of my age, I worked for the American National Bank in the loan department. And I worked for 6 bosses. And they expected you to do everything. They would say, type this exactly as I wrote it. Half of them couldn't spell.
Oh, no.
So the one time I typed it exactly as he wrote it, and he got so ticked off at me. I'm being nice about that. And I said, you told me I'm only doing what you said. Don't you ever do that again.
Oh,
you lose your job.
So you're doing what they want, and then they get mad, but then you don't do it, and they get mad too.
That was the male chauvinist back then. Women weren't, women didn't know anything.
That's true. Okay, now getting more political, what issues do you consider when, like, choosing a candidate for president?
If they're honest, which is hard to find one. they all have skeletons in their closet. You try and pick the lesser of both evils.
Yeah.
Right now, I would have taken Donald Duck over Donald Trump. Agreed. I'm sorry, but it's that's okay, my
of
opinion.
Of course, yes. And then, Colette, another question. When you were growing up, what role did religion play? Since you went to Catholic school, was your family really religious?
Yes. We had to go. I went to Catholic grammar school and Catholic high school. I went to Loretto Academy. It was an all-girls school. It was a block away from Mount Carmel High School, where my brother went. And we used to have to take a bus. It was on, back then, like 60-something Stony Island. Yikes. But it was a good neighborhood. We used to have to take CTA. And my brother, being 2 years older, he got on the bus coming home from school a block and a half before I did. So when I got on the bus, he was a junior and I was a freshie. He said, "Don't ever say hello to me on a bus. I don't want anybody to know you're my sister."
Oh, no.
So I'd get on the bus and say, "Dick, hey, what do you think Mom's going to have for dinner tonight?"
He told you to stop and you kept going, yes.
Don't tell that's me, what don't do it, you're
right,
my
you're
brother.
Keep doing it. And then, okay, well, the last question, Colette. Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, we never know. Is there wisdom or advice you would like to share with them or just anybody in the future?
I would say, being my age, life goes on too quickly for this day and age, I feel. And I don't think a lot of children, or even families, the younger ones, I don't think they realize the importance of family and education and what it means. Very important.
Don't cry. Well, I am extremely fond of you, and I want you to know that my family adores you, and we love you very much, and we are so grateful to have you.
Oh, we are too. It was love at first sight for us.
Oh, absolutely, Colette. We love you.
I love you too.
Thank you very much.
You know that. You're my family. I don't know what I would do without you. And now my oldest son wants to move in here. He wants to live with Walter and I so he could be next door to you.
We love you guys so much. Okay.